comes to family relationships, sometimes we have good ones, sometimes not so much. Just how much of that is natural? Today, Jane Andrews looks at how some relationships work, some don't, and how some unfold. This is A Walk in the Park.
We don't really know if birds or other animals have lasting relationships with their adult offspring. Some species, more than others, may keep extended family around if it benefits the whole, for hunting teamwork or to stay warm over cold winter nights. More likely, once the brood is fully feathered or the mammals are weaned, eventually they are off on their own to find mates and start families. This raises the very human questions. Do birds and other animals recognize their offspring from years back? Do they feel love for their adult children? Do they miss them when they are off leading their own lives? Perhaps the answers are as varied as their human counterparts. Many bird species try to get as many broods completed in a season before the cold weather sets in. They are on a strict schedule with a rather out you go, you can find your own food protocol. When it comes to humans, there seems to be a lot of gray area when it comes to when the offspring leave the nest. All the standard expectations of going to school, college, career, getting married, and starting a family look entirely different to different people and are hardly routine. Family relationships at any given point can be close or not so close. I am actually blessed right now to have a very special relationship with my mother. It was not always the case. As much as I wanted to be close with her, for his own reasons, my father would not allow it. After my father's passing earlier this year, I noticed that my mother no longer hurried to end my phone calls. So for the first time in all of those years, I am having long conversations with my 96-year-old mother, learning so much about her life, and in so doing, filling a gap in me that I never thought could happen. Right now, my own children are grown and lead their own lives. After some pursuit, they let me know their preference for less frequent connections. I just have to turn to nature and to understand it's just the way it goes. In the meantime, I will savor the time I do have with my mother.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.